Yet it seems to me your life is hardly secure while she stays.
Never fear. I will take care of myself.
Is the danger you apprehended last night gone by now, sir?
I cannot vouch for that till Mason is out of England, nor even then. To live for me, Jane, is to stand on a crater crust which may crack and spew fire any day.
But Mr. Mason seems a man easily led. Your influence, sir, is evidently potent with him. He will never set you at defiance or wilfully injure you.
Oh, no, Mason will not defy me, nor knowing it will he hurt me. But unintentionally he might in a moment by one careless word deprive me, if not of life, yet for ever of happiness.
Tell him to be cautious, sir. Let him know what you fear, and show him how to avert the danger.
He laughed sardonically, hastily took my hand, and as hastily threw it from him. If I could do that, simpleton, where would the danger be? Annihilated in a moment. Ever since I have known Mason, I have only had to say to him, "Do that," and the thing has been done. But I cannot give him orders in this case. I cannot say, "Beware of harming me, Richard," for it is imperative that I should keep him ignorant that harm to me is possible.